The first information sessions at Queenstown's new welfare hub were fully booked within hours as migrant workers and residents try to figure out their futures. Local authorities have been grappling with thousands of welfare requests as job losses pile up. With a second wave of redundancies expected in the coming weeks, there are high hopes the centre can help ease the stress for many across the district. Reporter Tess Brunton was at the centre's opening day.
Priscilla moved to Queenstown 7 years ago to study before getting an internship, then a job in a local hotel. She worked her way through the ranks, getting a promotion before COVID-19 turned her world upside down and she was made redundant. Now she isn't sure if she can stay until her work-sponsored visa expires in December or has to return to the Fiji Islands when her subsidy payments finish later this month.
Suppose my 9 months has been wasted in this coronavirus. I could have done something, I could have get manager, I could have get residency if this thing didn't came, you know. So that's why I just want to check with them if I can stay till December, and I'm pretty sure in this month something might change and I can get my job back and start all over again, yeah.
Immigration NZ staff will be at the hub at Queenstown's event centre for the next 3 weeks to provide information for migrant workers like Priscilla. She braved a cold and windy day with hopes a face-to-face meeting will have more success than her many attempts over the phone.
If we can have this, like, advisors coming in or speaking with us, because we were in call for so many times and nobody picked up, like, we were not getting question being answered, and we are grateful that now you guys are here, we can talk and we can share our story, but just to, you know, no one can be in anyone's shoes, but just to understand what we're going through, it's difficult.
The Keakaha Queenstown Lakes Community Hub didn't open to fanfare, but the first 4 information sessions organised this week were booked out within hours. It's offering information and advice on immigration, repatriation, employment, finance, wellbeing and welfare, with independent immigration advisors, local support services and advisors on deck to help people navigate a post-COVID world. Ex-Travels Victoria Keating wants to give people peace of mind if they're looking to return to their home country.
People are finding it particularly difficult at the moment because there's an awful lot of uncertainty. Certainly for people who have booked flights already, they may already have 2 or 3 tickets. And if airlines aren't giving refunds, they're only holding credits, you might have spent $7,000 trying to get home and then all of a sudden your border's closed and you've got no way of getting home.
Queenstown resident Fiona went to the centre after being made redundant.
It was tough, and just getting your head around that you will be looking for work along with everyone else, and that the fact that there is going to be high unemployment.
She wants to find out about employment options and wellbeing support available. 3/4 of the people registering for welfare support are on employment or visitor visas. At its peak, up to 415 welfare calls were made a day during lockdown. The community hub's lead, Marie Day, says that slowed down to about 200 a day now.
So I think people should feel comfortable that they're coming into a safe space. We really want to make sure they're supported by a range of agencies in town. We've got staff from organisations like Salvation Army here to be advocates if people require that. We know it's challenging for people to come and talk about their situation.
She says more specific and additional information sessions and different speakers should be on offer next week, but the seminars are streamed online if they're fully booked. UK migrant worker Daisy was nervous to speak with immigration after being made redundant on a work-sponsored visa.
It's stressful, definitely stressful. Not knowing what we should do or what the best thing to do has been hard, I suppose, like sort of knowing that we should speak to immigration but not being sure what's going to happen if we do. It's been pretty scary.
But Daisy says speaking to immigration staff in person put her mind at ease.
That they're not immediately deporting people, like it's going to be, they're going to give us time to do stuff, and as long as we're clear and open with them about what's happening, like no one's going to be sort of getting kicked out or getting into trouble for anything. They just want a dialogue to be happening between people and immigration. So that seems positive.
The local council and fundraising from the Wakatipu Community Foundation helped to foot the start-up costs, but Ms Day hopes to attract more funding support soon. For now, she says the centre is ready to support the community for at least the next month. In Queenstown for Checkpoint, Core Tess Brunton, TNA.